What did you learn about your team tonight?
Jack, when I seen the team sheet of Chelsea, I know they've got a lot of good players. I knew straight away that their manager was showing this competition and the opposition respect. So straight away, you know, you know you're up for a very, very difficult night. Our plan was to contain them in the first half and get to the last 15, 20 minutes and play a little bit more expansive. So that worked. It was fantastic to hear the fans, our fans, the last 10, 15 minutes really get behind the team. Thought they were really fantastic tonight and give us one or two hairy moments in the last 10 minutes, and that was a plan. Disappointed with the goals, obviously, as I'm going to be. I felt the first goal bobbing around the box, which is a little bit better, but it's difficult once bobbing around. The nature of the second goal really did, you know, really give them momentum in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. In a strange and peculiar way, I know you've lost the game and you're out of the League Cup, but could it help the momentum? Because you can never fault the commitment of the players.
No, listen, I felt for the it's a wonderful occasion. Fans got right behind the players. Players gave it everything they had. So you're right, of course we can take something from this game. I felt we gave them a right good game in terms of the last 10, 15 minutes. Well, that was always our plan. We couldn't be too expansive and, you know, to respect them in that way. But of course we can take something from this. I just said that to the lads. You know, get yourself up against Derby and we go again, because there's nothing to be ashamed of tonight.
Yeah, and that's the next one now. It's back to the bread and butter.
I'm looking forward to that. I think, Jack, we've been playing quite well. I don't know if it's just me. I think we've been playing quite well. I think we just need a little bit of break now and again with a bit of fortune, which we had tonight. Let's not be very. We had a bit of fortune tonight. You know, Lonergan played well. We just need to carry that into the league and make sure we stay committed, make sure we give that same desire that we showed tonight.
What would your message be then at this stage of the season to the Bolton Wanderers supporters?
Well, just keep on getting behind the team. I felt they've done that tonight. You know, I think the fans have been as good as they can be this season. You know, I think they've been frustrated at times, but especially the away fans tonight, I thought they were excellent. You know, and I felt that they see on the football pitch that the players we've got right now have given everything they've got. We can't ask for anything more than they're given. It's not players that, you know, I've got a group of players here that want to actually fight for the club in a difficult moment. So I think the fans have been good in terms of where we are.
Yeah, and having said all that, though, you do need a win.
Of course we need a win. If we were at top league, you need a win. Everyone needs a win, of course you do that. But I don't think we're too far away. I'm not sitting here thinking we're playing bad and we're losing games and people are getting sent off and it's reckless challenges and we're all disciplined. I'm sitting here quite confident saying that if we stick to what we believe in and we make sure we show the same commitment, then things will turn very quickly.
Do you think your players have responded there to the amount of, you know, the cheers, the praise they were getting? Because,
yeah,
you know, it was something
it's been difficult. No, you're right, it's been difficult. But it's a very fine balance. I thought the fans were terrific tonight, I really did. And I felt in certain games, last season away games, they were fantastic. So they've come here tonight and I've seen a very, very committed team performance and they've got behind the players. And it definitely spurs you on, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it that we know and everybody knows that at our stadium, the Macron Stadium, that we have to make that atmosphere a little bit better for the opposition. We know that, you know, we know that. But I think it's up to the players to create that atmosphere on the pitch by giving their all, and that's what they're giving.